not on the outside.
All right.
David was appointed king not because of his physical attraction.
All right.
His muscle, his stature, his good hair, his good looks.
Come on, Bishop.
As a matter of fact, God told Samuel, Saul has been rejected.
Come on here.
Now I need to appoint another king from the house of Jesse.
Yeah,
I know the story. There were seven sons that passed through Samuel's presence. It seemed like all the sons were military, you know, servants.
Yeah.
They had it with the 6'5", 280 pounds.
All right.
Didn't have a gut like me, but they was built up.
Praise him.
Muscles.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And God told Samuel, that ain't the one. He looked good, but he ain't the one. He dressed good, but he's not the one. Another one of Jesse's son passed through. And the prophet Samuel looked at this one, and he said, he looked okay, but he ain't the one. He dressed up from head to toe, but he ain't the one. You see, some of y'all think that the secret to greatness is your outward appearance. There's nothing wrong with looking good. I love to look good. I love to dress up. But I found out that the secret to success is not the way I dress up.
Come on here.
Turn and look at the, you look all right. You look okay. You look all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep on looking good. Keep on smelling good. Keep on getting your hair fixed. Keep on brushing your teeth. Keep on looking. You're mad, we bet. But it's something about God. God said, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at God.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Preach.
Seven signs of Jesse. Pass. The prophet. Samuel was a prophet and a judge. He had it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Even Samuel might have been deceived by the looks of Jesse, good-looking boys. Samuel said, God, is this the one? He said, no, that's not the one. That's not what I'm looking for. He looks okay, but that's not the one. I'm looking for some greatness. Yes, yes, some greatness. I thought that greatness was the car that I would drive. The Mercedes, the Rolls Royce, the Lamborghinis. I thought it was the neighborhood. I thought it was my education. I thought that what God was looking for. Nothing wrong with having that good stuff. But that's not what God looks for. Man looks at that outward appearance. I see why. Sometimes the human resource office gets confused because we walk in smelling like a rose and looking like a magazine, and it's a desk after me. Nothing wrong with that, but God don't look for that all the time. God is looking for some hard folks. Somebody got a good heart, a good mind, a good spirit. That's what the Lord is looking for. You ladies out there, you're looking for a good looking man. The best thing to have is a good spirit. Oh, my wife looked okay, but that wasn't what attracted me to her. It was the spirit that she had. Because after a while, when the age comes, that good looks might fade away. But one thing about it, you can still keep that.
Yeah.
that God's told Samuel, look at there's got to be another one somewhere. God ought to do what Samuel didn't know. All they knew was it was coming from the house of Jesse, that the king that's going to be pointed is going to come from the house of Jesse.
Yes, yes.
Nobody knew his name. Samuel said, is there another one? Oh, yes, I have another one, but he's on the backside of the mountain tending the sheep. He's dirty, he's nasty, his high is red, he don't look good, but you can tell me you want him to come follow him. Yes, bring him on. Bring the woman on the backside of the mountain. No one is looking at. Nobody don't know him. He's back there playing music with the sheep. Back there dreaming about his future. Back there tackling mind thoughts. How he can defeat an army. He got it going on, but nobody don't know it. God knew David, but nobody else knew David. See, that's what some of y'all are at now. You wonder how I'm coming to the forefront. You wonder how I'm coming out of this mess. You wonder how I'm coming out. I'm poor. I'm broke. I'm busted. I'm disgusted. I'm sick. I'm ugly. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Ain't nobody looking at me. I stopped by to tell you this might be the one that God is looking for. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that he shall also reap. God said, this is the one. Anoint him.
My God.
Anoint him. You mean to say, this is the half brother of the other brother. You mean to tell me this is the one? Yes, he is the one. Why is he the one? Because he's a man after God's own heart. Tell them that God is looking for your heart. He's looking for your heart. He's looking for your mind. He's looking for that. And have a good heart. Fix on God. Regardless of the situation and circumstance, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep looking to the hill for which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. Now, this young king was young. They thought he had known too much. But God had put his spirit on the inside of David. And when God put his spirit on the inside of a person, can't no devil in hell hold you down. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care how folks attack you. Let me tell you something. When God's spirit is on the inside of you, you can conquer anything. No pill, wrap you up, tie you up, mess with you, throw you aside, prosecute you, lie on and talk about you. But when God's spirit is on the inside of the person, you are perfect. You never know. great, have a sweet spirit.
My God, my God.
Give me something else to play with. I'm getting out of here. Bethel, Bethel,
glory.
Saul looked at David every activity with suspicion when he was anointed king. Can you all have that? Somebody look at you suspicious all the time.
Yeah. Oh God.
Saul held his spirit at David and tried to kill him because he became envious of David's anointing. Folks will become envious of your anointing.
Yes, it will.
I'm talking about folks in the church will become envious. I'm not talking about folks out in the street. I'm not talking about a sinner, but I'm talking about folks on the inside of a church will envy you. They are jealous of you because God has anointed you. But when God has anointed you, can't nobody else stop you. But David behaved himself wise. Behave ourselves wisely when things are not going right. This is no time to be getting mad at God. We get an attitude with God when things don't go right. Just behave wisely. Saul changed David's position to prevent them from seeing each other. When he was anointed king. You ever see folks like that? Because you're so anointed, and God is so in love with you, and God has favored you, you see him in the supermarket, they go on another aisle to keep sticking to you.
Well, it's the truth.
They start hiding themselves from you. Yeah! Because to this young King David, so he tried everything to stop him. Saul just didn't know how to be great. See, we think sometimes to be great, you have to blow out everybody else's calendar. Talk about folks. Loud folks. Set traps for folks. Deceive folks. Manipulate folks. We think that's the way to greatness, but the devil is a liar. God is looking for some folks' hearts that's right. When your heart is right, God can't help but to bless your socks off. What are you saying, Pastor Murphy? I'm saying the way to greatness is a servant's heart. Somebody say yeah, yeah. Yeah. I got to get up and get out of here. I've been here too long. I feel my hip coming on. Can I get a witness up in here? If you want to be great, that's the thing that God requires. One of the requirements is you got to love one another. Say yes, yes, Lord. Y'all don't know how I feel today. Because God, yes, we have to move out the bed. But feeling too good. But God is able to do it. See the best. I'm coming back. supposed to be promoted, but somebody's getting promoted. But don't worry about it. Keep on behaving yourself wisely, because God is looking. God is looking. He knows your address. He knows your telephone number. He knows your boss's name. He sees all. He knows all. Say it.
Poor, busted, disgusting. The poorest thing from my hometown.
schools in heaven. Dad and mother didn't have for the first grade education. Didn't know anyone was going for. I said, God, look at me. I don't have no help. Mama can't help. My daddy can't help. But son, I'll help you. Tell her, God, I need your help. God, I need your help. I struggled in many areas. I tried this and I tried that. I was unhappy, so I turned to this source. I talked to that source. But God said, I'm your way out. I am the way, the truth, and life. There's no other way out. Some of you have been trying everything that you can try. But today, I admonish you to try Jesus. He can put you where you need to be. He can promote you. He can put you on top. There's many folks that envy me right now because of God exalt me and promote me, but they don't know I tended to the sheep. I did some stuff that God didn't make any sense. I had to do it. I didn't know no answer to go, but Father God. And when you follow the cloud, God will place you just where you're supposed to be. He never will make a mistake. God know how to order your steps. He sent me from Springfield, Louisiana, to Texarkana, Arkansas. I didn't know what I was going. I didn't know what I was going to turn to. God, what am I going to do? I'm graduating, but I have no sense of direction. I stopped by to tell you, God can order your steps. He's put me out of my hometown into a place of strangers. Didn't know nobody but one uncle, and that one ain't it. But God got a way of opening doors for you. My desire is to seek and to please God. He is the only way out. God, look at these people who are at this altar. You care for them. You love them. You got a way of escape for them. They are puzzled in their minds. They are puzzled in their brains. Be like David. He conquered things in his mind. Before he tamed the bird, tamed the lion, and cut Goliath's head off, he was already conquering that in his mind. See, you got to want to conquer your mind. And when you can conquer your mind, can't no devil in hell hold you down. Tell somebody, conquer your mind, conquer your mind, conquer your mind. When the devil tries to attack you, conquer your mind with the word. And watch God move on your behalf. Some of you have been struggling a long time. You've gone with the storm. You've gone with the rain. You cried. You shed tears. Yes. But I stopped by to tell you, God got a towel big enough to wipe all your tears away. He can turn your sadness into joy. He specializes in it. He specializes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to lay my hands on you. And whatever God wants to do, He's going to do it. In this time and in this hour, in this season, give my all. I'm going to anoint you today. I'm going to tell you, God here and God ain't doing a thing. You selfish to do what you want. God ain't doing a thing. David did everything God told him to do. And he ended up being on top of the world. And we are still preaching about this little old boy being over grown millions. You're not too young. David was a young man. All the small service loved him. The men of age loved him. Because he behaved himself wisely. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that he behaves himself wisely. In the name of Jesus, God, give him the conquering spirit now. Give her the conquering spirit in a man. Help her to conquer in a man. Success starts on the inside. Help her, God, to conquer her mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, help her to get in this word like never before. Father, I'm going to tell you, no devil from the gates is ever prosper. You know what I always know to do. God said, your number one priority is to love him first. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, look upon these young men that God, he got to see him. God, I see myself in him. In the early age, God, I did some things in the kingdom. In the early age, God, you don't forget me. You made ways out of nowhere. You gave me favor. You opened doors for us. You don't forget us. You loved us in spite of. Man of God, I love you in spite of. Don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about trying to fit in. God knew who you fit in. Fit into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, look up on mom in a very special way. God, ever since she walked to the church, when she came up from the world, when she stepped foot back in the church, she never missed a day, not a Wednesday, not a Sunday. God, her mind is made up to please you, but God, that's a thing that she did it with, that you're going to have to help her to overcome. God, help her now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. I glorify you for it. Look up on this man of God now. God, that's what things he's trying to call in his own self. But God, let him know, God, if you are not in the plane, it won't work. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will rock in his heart, work in his mind. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory now. Look up on this young lady, God. She's got a seal for you. I pray that the devil can't have her. Lose her. Let her go free in the name of Jesus. That's what I need for you. On her, God. In a very special way. Let her know that she'll love and love with her. If we God is the one to pay us the back, the devil is a lie. Don't listen to the devil. What God says is for you, it's for you. No one was wrong with you. She shall ever prosper. We thank you for the victory now. Look up on her now, God. In a very special way. You know what needs God. She's looking for that. Just for me, honey. But God, she's looking for you. God, I ask all this I'm going to make a way out of no way. Supply every need. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Jesus, thank you for this victory, man. Come on, come on, come on. There is special way. Help, God, help him. Give him strength, give him courage now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you brought us on and what you're going to carry him. In the name of Jesus, look upon this man of God now in a very special way. I lay my hands on him. God, there's a call on his life. I pray, God, when that time, when that season comes, it may be all in there. I don't know, God, there is a call on his life. I pray, God, that he have a David spirit. I sense him now in the name of Jesus. Raise him up, God, and put him on top in Jesus' name. That's why we pray. That's why we pray. Look upon this man in a very special way. Just the way we pray. Your glory is revealed in his life now. In the name of Jesus. Look upon him in a very special way. Thank you for the victory now. Oh, God, no weapon formed against the woman shall ever prosper. Thank God for the victory now. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.